morning, everybody, and welcome to this roadmap episode of 30 Minutes to President's Club. My name is Armand Farouk, and I'm here with my co-host, Nick Zagelski. And as you guys know, every single quarter, we drop a roadmap episode that includes two things. Number one, here are the new products or the new things that we're doing out in the space. And then number two, what's our quarterly content roadmap? In other words, what are all the tactic teardowns, the podcast episodes, the tactic toolkits that you all can look forward to every single quarter? So Nick, why should people listen?
Well, this episode is sort of like when October 11th hits. October 11th isn't a particularly special day, except it's only 20 days away from Halloween, and you start to get that excited feeling in your stomach, and we are hoping that this episode does the exact same thing. It makes you excited for all of the gifts and candy and sweets coming from 30 Minutes to President's Club. And Armand, I'm going to let you do the honors. I'm a little bit too humble, I think, to share some big news that happened to me recently.
Okay, so part one, here's what's new in the world of 30 MPC. Nick is too humble to share this, but he got a new job, folks. So congratulations to Nick. And you might be wondering, where does Mr. Prince of Sales, the coldest caller in the game, where does this man find a job? Well, I'll tell you, the company has amazing, really good-looking leadership. They also have amazing perks, like being able to expense double guacamole portions and then even finish the portions of your fellow colleagues. And then lastly, they have an inspiring mission to help sales reps around the world get better at selling. And so Nick Zagelski is officially the first full-time employee of 30 Minutes to President's Club. Congratulations to you, my friend. You have a really angry boss over there, but I'm very proud of you. Why don't you tell folks what this actually means for them?
So what this does not mean is that I'm going to turn into a podcast host who doesn't really know anything about sales. The two things that I am going to be doing as a full-time employee of 30 Minutes to President's Club is one, selling our sponsorship deals. If you actually listen to the beginning of the show, all of those sponsors and partnerships that we have are because I'm out there cold calling and cold emailing and setting up arrangements with these sales tech companies. So I'm still going to be in the game. I'm still going to be selling. I really, really, really do not want to become a talking head who doesn't know what I'm doing. The other thing you're going to get from us is for the past 2.5 years, everything we've done with 30 Minutes to President's Club, Armand and I have done on nights and weekends. And believe it or not, I've learned a ton of stuff about best practices for cold calling and negotiation, and I get a lot of messages from people saying, hey, like, are you ever going to put together like a master guide on everything you've learned? And this now unlocks the ability for us to do that by me having just the focus on everything 30 Minutes to President's Club. So I'm going to be selling this, and I'm going to be creating more 30 MPC content. And so I'm pretty excited, man.
And just to double down on that point is, one of the things that's made 30 MPC successful is we've interviewed a ton of people who have a really big name on LinkedIn. For example, they might be a sales trainer, or they might be a big sales leader. But we're going to be honest, like right now we have an amazing following, and some of our best guests ever actually have never posted a thing on LinkedIn. And so in our commitment to be the world's most actionable sales podcast, what we're doing is we're reaching out directly to leading sales reps or top sales reps at top tier companies who have never posted on LinkedIn and trying to find some undiscovered talent. In other words, who's making President's Club that's not really talking about it out in the world? And that's our commitment to you all, to make sure that every single podcast is hyper actionable and hyper tactical so that we're always staying super relevant in the space. And so we've got our guests, we've got our employee, but a lot of this is talking about the things that we do or the things you can hear. Nick, what about the things that you can read?
Well, if you don't know, 30 Minutes to President's Club amalgamates, I think that's the word, we put together all of the stuff that we learn every single month, and we actually share it in what you might call a newsletter, and it comes from boring emails at 30minutestopresidentsclub.com. And I'll be honest, neither Armand and I really have any swag or aesthetic or style. And so when we launched our newsletter, we said, you know what, let's just send out a plain text email of everything that we've learned. And the problem was we kept learning and learning and learning more stuff, and the newsletter looked pretty darn ugly. And Armand, I know you've been doing a lot of hard work to make it look better, feel better, be more easily digested, just like that guacamole that I'm eating. So you all are going to see, we are going to be tinkering with the format and design of the newsletter. And that is to make things as easy as possible for you to understand the actionable stuff that 30 Minutes to President's Club is learning and then distributing. So note, if the newsletter looks different every single month, that is by design, pun intended.
There it is. And so that's what's new. So let's talk about what is to come with the Q4 content roadmap. So Nick, why don't you lead us off? Because our first ever tactic toolkit, Charlie Johnson's cold email drip, exploded. Thousands of downloads, tons of people are using it out in market. And again, if you haven't gotten that already, go check out the link in the show notes. You can steal Charlotte Johnson's cold email drip entirely. But for Q4, we got another tactic toolkit that people can steal. Would you please do the honors and tell the audience what that thing is?
Well, if you think about what's on the other side of a coin of a cold email, yes, that's it. It's a cold call. And so we are going to be partnering with the wonderful, illustrious Sarah Brazier to steal her cold call script. So if you want to learn how Sarah opens cold calls, how she explains what she does in a way that the customer says, you know what? I actually would like to take a meeting with you. If you want to learn how she handles objections on the phone, we are going to be putting together a master guide on that with Sarah. So keep your eyes out, keep your ears open, keep your phones ready, because you are going to become a cold calling machine. And so we're going to be continuing our live tactic teardown series. October, it's a cold call review with me and Sarah Brazier. November, cold email teardowns with Armand and Kyle Coleman. And then December, a live negotiation role play starring Nick and Armand.
And so, as always, folks, if you want to sign up for those in advance, we always tell you what's coming before it's coming. Go check out the show notes. And guess what, team? It's a little bit sad because in between now and the next time we have a roadmap episode, we're chowing down on Reese's Pieces and Sour Patch and Halloween. Y'all are going to be 20 pounds heavier from eating turkey and cranberry sauce and gravy, and Nick will eat all of the stuffing as well, and so he might be packing a little bit more heat the next time you hear from us. And then, of course, the next roadmap episode is my personal favorite one. It's the holiday edition of the roadmap episode coming at the end of the year. And so, folks, we got Nick full-time. We got a new newsletter coming. We've also got some new hidden guests coming. And of course, we got some killer content as always coming in Q4. And so Merry Christmas to all, and to all have a wonderful 30 MPC night.
Today's tip to optimize your sales day is brought to you by Boomerang. If you get an email and the action required on that email is going to take you less than 2 minutes to do, do it on the spot. It's not worth adding it to your to-do list, having to look at the item, remember what you need to do. That's going to take you more than 2 minutes anyway. So do it on the spot, get it off your plate. Now, we documented our best templates and tips to help you optimize your sales day with our friends at Boomerang, and you can get that documentation for free at the link in the show notes.
Today's tactic to triple your connect rate is brought to you by Rocket Reach, who provides data that lets you reach out to the right person at the right account at the right time. Every time you're reaching out to an account, pull down the contacts again. Yes, I know it sucks, but the average tech tenure is 2 years, which means 50% of the workforce turns over every year. So look up the account, pull anyone who was hired, and scratch anyone who is left. And one way you can pull verified and accurate data is with Rocket Reach. So if you like this, check out their toolkit on 8 ways to triple your cold call connects in the show notes.